Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Archive. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you are listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you've had a good day and a good weekend and a good week this past week. It's been pretty good up here in Medford, Massachusetts. It's a little hot right now, but not too bad, although it's supposed to be a scorcher tomorrow, so if you're in the area, make sure you stay tuned for that. I think it's going to be like 100 degrees or something. But the point of the archive is to play good music, and I certainly have some prepared for today. This is going to be a little different from the music that I... Well, some of this music is going to be a little bit different since I'm trying to start to pay more attention to more mainstream music. As well as less popular music, I guess just try to be aware of as much as possible. So I've been trying to stay up to date on some of the newer, higher profile releases that have happened in the past week or two. So these first two tracks that I have are from albums and artists that certainly fit that criteria. This first track I have for you was... It's from a project that was released a week from Friday, so July 27th, and it is by Denzel Curry. And here it is. Hope you enjoy.
Would never be televised for the enemy that never empathized, and I never voted, never sugarcoated with my finger itching and my gun loaded. When the fire open, let it be a moment when I shoot the sheriff if he not demoted. Then bang, this for Trayvon and Tree, Burn the Bush and Chronic. Speaking honestly, we living in colonies, seeing instant comedies, monstrosity run rampant all throughout United States. Talking about let's make a fort, talking about let's make it great. If the shoes fit tired, grab the guns and riot. Time to run with lions on the road to Zion. In this age of violence, time to grab the iron. When I pop the silencer, it's nothing but silence when
babe, when you hear the sound, when I call, come back round. Don't let me down. Babe, there's a time to stand your ground. Even in front of ourselves, don't let me down.
Look, okay, baby, I'm a fool. Cause I thought you was dead. Whether I win or I lose, they already think we dead. But they continue to shoot. I'm just gonna cover my head. I need to duck and I move. I bust a move when I
find a way to get on and get up and get out the crib. I was just looking into the mirror, trying to dislocate my fear. Cause you broke my heart, let me dry my tears. So serious, I'm so neglected in the wrong direction. With a long erection, got no protection. But it's off the world when she bend it over, being oversensitive. But did I mention that my real intentions are really me dealing with the consequences? And I see your tone is very condescending. When I talk to you, but know you won't admit it. And I pity the fool, been trying to vent, but you ain't trying to hear it like I'm not a hero, but you gotta hear it. Just stop rushing me off to the side. I'll say, can you see 100 dead bodies in the street? Body duns, early light, double sprite in a RPT. So proudly, lights gleam at the gun blow in the nighttime of the slum house. Little drum bone with the 1000. Come, hit it, come.
Baby, when you hear the siren sound.
Dogs barking, kids missing milk, carton sold, darkens
black Marcus war, starting more Spartans, Lord, prophet, praise Muhammad, different stroke, Philip Drummond, gave me crack, like I'm plumbing, Jesus Christ, second coming, cut myself, now I'm numbing, never scared, never running, chosen one, I'm 100, pray for me, pray for London, guilty me, he ain't done it, gun me down, all for nothing, president, in abundance, president, is a puppet, gotta hate it, gotta love it, past the clouds, I rise above it, wise enough, advise the public, pistol bust, screaming, oh, get Donald Trump, Donald Duck, what the fuck is the difference? Now we stuck in a rut. This ain't what I envision. What is what? What is guts? When you don't have intuition, not a saint, not a sin. Tell me what's my real religion? Genocide, Genesis. They say it's a new beginning. I'm a sinner, you a sinner. I can see the devil grinning. Damn.
All right, that one was by Denzel Curry. Like I said, it comes from his newest project called Taboo, although it's spelled T-A-1-3-O-O. He's been doing this leet speak kind of stylization for all the track titles and the project name for this. And speaking of track titles, this one was called Sirens, and it features, let me get his name up, J.I.D. Jid. I'm not familiar with him, so I'm not sure if how you're supposed to say his name, but it's J.I.D. Yeah, and that track was Sirens. That I just heard this album. I heard it maybe a week ago, a few days after it came out, and then I re-listened to it again this morning. And it's certainly one of the strongest hip-hop albums I've heard this year, although that isn't saying too much since I haven't really been keeping up to date on it too much. But not only that, I think it's honestly one of the strongest albums I've heard this year. It probably would be, it definitely would be in a top 10 if I did that kind of thing. Yeah, really strong. It's only 43 minutes long, sorry, but it's kind of split into three discs, or three sections. So the first one, I think, is called Light, and then the middle one is Gray, and then the last one is Dark, and they both reflect kind of the mood of the music on each one. So the first one starts off with a couple of lighter tracks, more fun, more poppy, I guess you could call it, shinier, happier. And then the second disc and the third disc are all like bangers, I guess. They go super hard. They get more aggressive, more conceptually deep, and yeah, just great stuff. The structuring is really nice, like the flow between the tracks and the organization and all that. Yeah, just a great project. Hip-hop isn't it isn't always my wheelhouse, I guess. I'm not super well versed in it, but I really enjoyed this project, and I'm definitely going to be keeping my eye out for what Denzel Curry does in the future, as well as going back to some of his earlier projects. I've heard good things about Imperial, I think it was. That was his 2016 release, so I should go back to that and see how that compares to this one. Moving along, I have a second new hip-hop track that is even more recent than this, and it just came out this past Friday, I think. Yeah, it was on Friday at midnight, and it is by Travis Scott, and here it is.
What's the cracking? You already know who it is. Your boy Big Tuck, Freight Train Tuck, Astro World is Nan Session. You understand? I'm the dean of this here. I got this.
Parked at the days in and taking no days in. Yeah. Don't need a vacation, I need a replacement. Right. Busting the lights out as soon as we came in. Yeah.
What are they talking about? What is pertaining? Yeah, yeah. Need me a therapist to ask if I'm aging. Is it me? Do you feel caved in? Why my demons invading? I live paranoid, hesitating. They biting the cadence. Go out their way, it's okay. Just like the girls at the basement. I got a gate with my face in it.
Brand new, this new place I got to. New world, new sky, that's so blue, it's black too. New growth, all these space I outgrew. Blue bands, get my cash from drop through. Boy, you're too flash, keep the flash in the mood. I'm too cold, see my breath, visible.
Yeah, icy cold, it is so icy cold. Yeah, mixing the water with cheese is making the money get more. Yeah. Tryna be like gang, you better go get it in vogue. Yeah, put 84s on lanes I ride by, you think it is folks. We did it, we said it, we spoke, spoke. Yeah, we put it out, thought it was smoke. This 504, this is at home, right down the street from Alamo.
Open his eyes, don't mean it, moving slow. Even though it's B-I-O, it's regular methamphetamines on the leaves like the snow. Bet they soak. I'm a new species that swings on the road. Come to reach Ella's boat. Got springs like a toad. Suffer free in the toad.
So I can drown like brown white diamonds. Paris.
Yeah.
Poppy sound mic got two wings. Paris.
Alright.
Landing down when caught two wings.
It's lit.
Time to scrape lift the stage two wings.
Yeah.
Better pray two wings.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new. This new place I got to. New world, new sky, that's so blue, it's black too. New growth, all these things I outgrew. Blue bands, get my cash from drop through. Boy, you're too flash, keep the flash in the mood. I'm too cold, see my breath visible.
All right, that was by Travis Scott, and the track was called Carousel, and it is the second track off of his new project, Astroworld, which was just released this past Friday on August 3rd. I had seen a lot of hype for this online, so I figured I would give it a listen when everybody else did at midnight on August 3rd, just to see what was going on with it. And I was kind of pleasantly surprised. A lot of people thought that it wouldn't live up to, or a lot of people kind of were totally dismissing it because they were certain it wouldn't live up to Rodeo, which is his most acclaimed release yet. And that was his debut album, I believe. A lot of people didn't think it would be that great because the follow-up to Rodeo, Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight, I believe, wasn't too good. So people were curious as to what Travis Scott had up his sleeves, and I think the general consensus seems to be that it was pretty good. I'm still pretty new to this sound, so I'm still personally learning like what to look for and what is good and what isn't, but I really enjoyed listening to this album, actually. The first maybe 7 or 8 tracks were all great. And after that, it started to feel kind of bloated, and it seemed like it dragged on a little bit. But those first couple of tracks, I should say it picked up pretty nicely at the end. The last couple of tracks were pretty good as well. But the first tracks up through maybe Skeletons, all great, especially No Bystanders. I definitely suggest you check that out. It's an absolute banger. It goes really hard. Not the kind of thing that would be best for me to play on here on WMFO on the Archive 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, but it's a great song nonetheless, and that's probably my favorite one from the album. Another thing, one of the primary reasons why I thought this one was so interesting, this album, is that the first couple of tracks had like 3 different beat switches throughout them, which is pretty unusual, as I understand. People were kind of jokingly calling it progressive trap, which honestly isn't too inaccurate, but it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek little genre title. It was pretty good. It's not the best album I've ever heard, and my life isn't changed, but it was more enjoyable than I thought it would be, and I'm glad I listened to it when I did. As for the particular track that I just played, Carousel, one of the highlights of that track and of the album, actually, was the fact that Frank Ocean was featured on it. I've been a fan of both Channel Orange and Blonde, and I have a track from the latter album coming up for you right now.
Surface, your speckled face, flood crystals hang from your ears, I couldn't gauge your fears, I can't relate to my peers. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather chip my pride than lose my mind out here. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I should move and settle. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. City and taking in the homeless sometimes. I've been living in an idea from another man's mind. Maybe I'm a fool to settle for a place with some nice views. Maybe I should move. Settle down, two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather go to jail. I've tried hell. What would you recommend I do?
This is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. This is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like, it's just a fond farewell. Speaking of Nirvana, it was there. Rare as the feathers on my dash from a phoenix. There with my crooked teeth and companions sleeping, yeah. Dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of the dream of the thought that could think of dreaming and getting a glimmer of God. I be dreaming and dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of dreaming a dream where I cannot. Where I cannot.
Less morose and more present. Dwell on my gifts for a second, a moment. One solar flare will consume, so why not? Spin this flammable paper on the film that's my life. High flights, inhale the vapor, exhale once and think twice. Eat some shrooms, maybe have a good cry about you. See some colors, light hang glide off the moon.
In the dark, in the dark. I do anything for you. In the dark,
Alright, that was by Frank Ocean, like I said. It's from his album Blonde, which came out in 2016, and that track is called Siegfried. Blonde is definitely a pretty, for the most part, a pretty low-key, kind of bittersweet, melancholy album, but the four tracks, the last four tracks, definitely are like the saddest ones, the most melancholy ones, and this is certainly one of those tracks. The whole album is great. It's pretty diverse. There's some more hip-hop based tracks, there's some more pop tracks, there's some soul tracks, but I'd say those final four tracks are the ones that keeps me coming back to this project. One thing I particularly like about this track, Siegfried, is actually two things. I believe the strings on the track were arranged by Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead, which is a pretty interesting collaboration there. And also, the primary thing that I noticed when I first heard this is that Frank Ocean samples A Fond Farewell by Elliott Smith on the track. It isn't actually a sample, it's kind of just an interpolation of the ideas, but that certainly made my day when I heard that, because I'm a big Elliott Smith fan, as longtime listeners of the show will know. And that isn't necessarily his most famous album or his most famous song, so it was really nice hearing that kind of slipped in there, and especially and it was very fitting with the vibe of the song and how the strings start kind of swirling a little dissonantly and ominously. It's pretty perfect. So shout out to Frank Ocean for this phenomenal project, and please make more music. Although I'm happy, like I said, that he's been collaborating with other people. Like, he was on a couple of the tracks on the Travis Scott album that I just played from, so hopefully he'll come back from lurking in the shadows like he always does. Anyway, I have one more newer hip-hop song to close off the first segment of the archive today, and this is by Vince Staples. Here we go.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the right. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745, 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the right. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745. All my life, man, I want fast cars, NASCARs. All my life, I want runway stars, Kate Moss. All my life, I want waves at my front door. No green grass, no porch, I just want seashores. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. All my life, pretty women done tell me lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the right. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745. 7:45. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 7:45. Eyes can't hide your hate for me. Maybe it was made for the Maybelline. Spent so much trying to park the car. Barely got a tip for the maitre d'. You head straight to the oyster bar. I tread light these times speak. Play too rough, might break your heart. And them glass shoes ain't made to walk. These lonely streets, some paved, unscathed. More than do is giving you the coldest feet. Said that you was coming through after dark to look at the stars and hard to speak. This thing called love real hard for me. This thing called love is a god to me. And we all just got property, so feel free to fulfill the prophecy.
Adam eat apple trees. Watch out for the snakes, baby. Streets, ocean breeze, we should get away, baby.
I'm in that 7:45. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 7:45. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 7:45. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the right. Look me in my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 7:45.
All right, like I said, that was by Vince Staples, and it comes from his 2017 album, Big Fish Theory, and if you couldn't guess, that track was called 7:45. As I was listening to it just now, I realized I don't quite know what 7:45 refers to. I'm guessing it's an area code, though, so I guess wherever Vince Staples grew up, that was the phone area code. But yeah, Big Fish Theory, I just heard it for the first time a couple of days ago, and it was pretty good. Pretty creative release. It wasn't anything too wildly experimental or anything like that, but it was pretty creative and certainly had a pretty unique sound. The highlights definitely included for me 7:45, because it's pretty catchy, great beat. The bass line on that is really punchy and kind of works its way into your head for a while. The opener, Crabs in a Bucket, is also pretty great, and as is Yeah Right. So I recommend you check those ones out if you're looking to hear more Vince Staples. Anyway, that wraps up the first half of the archive today. In case you tuned in late and you're just joining us now, I'm your host DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's the mid-hour point. Actually, it just turned 4:30 now, so it's exactly the mid-hour point, which means that it is time for a PSA. Sorry about that. It is time for a PSA.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No. Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
All right, if you have trouble focusing or with attention, definitely look into that. But all I will add to this is that don't look to Siri for serious advice, because you'll just get jerked around like that, I guess. Not that you would expect otherwise. And I guess it could be kind of amusing as well. But anyway, moving on, I have a couple more tracks for you, actually five more tracks for you, and these are more what listeners of the archive might expect from the archive. And we will be starting out with a track from the band Duster. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Okay, the first track that you heard there was by Duster. It is the opening track on their EP called 1975 that came out in 1999. And the track is called Irato. I'm not sure how to say it. It's spelled I-R-A-T-O. I have been a big fan of Duster's debut album, Stratosphere, from 1998, the year before. And it's places near the top of my list of favorite albums. And so I decided to get around to listening to this EP that came out between Stratosphere and its follow-up, 2000's Contemporary Movement. And this EP actually surpassed my expectations, seeing as I'm not the biggest fan of contemporary movement. This EP is much more similar to Stratosphere's sound, but it's a lot shorter and a lot more condensed. And also it's a little bit more experimental, I guess, in the fact that it incorporates electronic elements like the synths and the drum machine that you heard in the track that I played from it. There's also a track that relies heavily on reverse guitars and reverse drums, which is pretty interesting. I think one of the tracks had a really choppy tremolo effect throughout most of it, which was pretty cool. But yeah, the songs were a little bit more experimental, at least the recording and the production, but not necessarily the songwriting itself. The songwriting is much in the same way as Stratosphere's songwriting, which I enjoy very much. So yeah, if you like Duster and you've been sleeping on this EP, you should definitely check it out. Also, it's worth pointing out that I read that Duster's discography is actually getting reissued on vinyl for the first time since the original pressings as a box set by Numero Group. They're the same label that did the Unwound box sets, which I have one of, and they've done stuff for Codeine and Blonde Redhead, and there's another artist, pretty big artist, that I'm drawing a blank on a little bit, but they do a great job. So if you like Duster, definitely consider getting that box set when it comes out, because I'm sure it will be fantastic. And the music is also fantastic, so it's a win-win there. Anyway, the track that you just heard that followed the Duster one was by the band Polvo. It comes from their 1993 album Today's Active Lifestyles, and the track is called Tilebreaker. Polvo is a band that I've been aware of for a long time, and I've listened to a couple of times, and a few tracks have grabbed me, but they hadn't entirely clicked yet, I guess. And I came back to this album, Today's Active Lifestyle, the other day, and it definitely made a lot more sense, and I enjoyed it a lot more than I had previously. The first four tracks are all great, and this track is also pretty great. I love the sound of the heavily detuned guitar at the beginning. Polvo has always messed around with alternate tunings on the guitar, and that track is a good example of how low and slack they make some of the strings to just give the guitar a unique texture and cover some register that the guitar usually isn't able to go down to, at least on a normal six string in standard tuning. But yeah, Tilebreaker, that track I thought was a lot of fun. It was a little bit catchier and I guess sweeter than a lot of other tracks on the album, as good as the rest of the album was. But this track was certainly a highlight for me, which is why I chose it to share with you. Moving right along, this next track is by a band that I've played here on the archive a couple of times, but I haven't played them in a very long time, and I don't think I've played anything from this album, let alone this track. So I will leave it at that, and the band is Modest Mouse.
Everyone's afraid in their own life. If you could be anything you want to be, you'd be disappointed, am I right? No one really knows the ones they love. If you knew everything they thought about, you'd wish that they'd just shut up. Well, you were the dull sound of sharp mouth when you were alive. No one's gonna play the harp when you die. And if I had a nickel for every damn dime, I'd have half the time. Do you mind? Everyone's afraid of their own lives. If you could be anything you want, I bet you'd be disappointed. Am I right? 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 It's all right.
Track was by Modest Mouse. It comes from their third album, The Moon and Antarctica, which was released in 2000, and that track was called Lives. I've always preferred Modest Mouse's first two albums to The Moon and Antarctica, their first two albums being This Is a Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About and The Lonesome Crowded West. As verbose as those titles are, they're both great titles. So I've always liked those two a little bit more than The Moon and Antarctica. I felt like they had maybe more personality, and they were a little more, wild and fun, I guess, for lack of a better word. But I revisited The Moon and Antarctica the other day, and it definitely struck a chord with me. It's definitely different from the first two. I feel like the first two are pretty similar to each other, whereas The Moon and Antarctica is kind of a separate, kind of different sound, I guess. It's very much the same. Like, you can obviously tell it's the same band, it's the same genre and everything, but it takes a little bit more mature and serious approach, especially with the subject matter. The first two albums focused a lot on, loneliness, and this one does too. Actually, but this is more in like a spiritual sense. So there's a lot of comparisons to space and cold places, and also a lot of religious imagery. A lot of mentions to like the heavens and God and things like that. And this track, Lives, appears towards the end of the album. And in short, the album is the process. The album details the process of somebody trying to determine like what the meaning of life is and the human race and any of that. And in the end, the protagonist decides that humans are essentially garbage and life doesn't really matter, which is a little bit nihilistic, especially for somebody who identifies as a Christian, like Isaac Brock, the frontman of Modest Mouse and the lyricist. So it's pretty interesting subject matter and description. I do have to say, even though this still isn't my favorite Modest Mouse album, this probably has my favorite Modest Mouse lyrics on it. The lyrics definitely seem a little more well thought out and, I guess, insightful. That's the word. Yeah, but this album certainly has phenomenal tracks on it. It's a great album. I definitely recommend checking it out if you liked this track. And actually, I might as well talk about this track a little bit. I like how sad and kind of dejected the acoustic guitar, or maybe it was electric guitar, the arpeggios at the beginning are, and it's pretty morose, but then that brighter, more hopeful section kind of fades in, and it feels like a sunbeam coming in through the trees or something like that. And this whole album really feels like huge in that it like encompasses the entire world. I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe, but it's a great album. Definitely recommend checking it out if you like Modest Mouse and you somehow haven't heard this one. And I think that is almost just about it for the archive today. I have one more track. I initially had two more tracks, but I think I'm going to have to cut the last one out. I feel pretty bad because my show last week, I had to cut out a track by Alice Coltrane, and this week I'm cutting out a track at the end by Charles Mingus, so these jazz giants are definitely getting the raw end of the deal. I'll try to fit something in next week because both of these tracks that I was going to play are great. And you should definitely be aware of them, but today is not the day, I guess. Also, another important thing that I should say before I play this final track is that next week looks like it's going to be the last episode of the archive for a while. Actually, let me just get this track going because the phone is ringing and I should get to that. So I will discuss this more in a moment. This is Animal Collective. Here we go. Thank you. All right, that track was by Animal Collective. It's from their 2007 album, Strawberry Jam, and the track is called Cuckoo Cuckoo. That album is definitely my favorite Animal Collective album. I like how poppy it is, but there's definitely strong experimental vibes and some harsher sounds. So, yeah, favorite of mine, which brings me into what I started getting at just before. Next week is probably going to be the last episode of the archive here on WMFO for a while, since I'm going to be temporarily moving back in with my family in New Jersey. So I won't be in the area to be in the studio and keep sharing these songs with you all. So because of that, I'm going to try to make next week's episode of the archive special. I'm thinking of making it another kind of favorites of all time playlist, but I still have to decide on that. But just keeping you guys in the loop, and it should be a special, exciting episode of the archive, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be next Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you enjoyed all these songs, and if you liked them, definitely stay tuned for next week. It should be a good time. But until then, have a good week, and I will catch you next time. This is DJ EJ signing off.
Hi, I'm John Gilmore of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. For 15 years, we've protected your right to speak your mind online, from bulletin boards to podcasts. Join us at EFF.org.